Toucher and Rich.
Wake up.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. This market is really something else. Now, Minahan and all them are butthurt that I exposed the truth about their show. By the way, so the thing is that, dude, you guys were talking about the fourth line of the Bruins. We don't talk about sports, dude. Yeah, you challenged me to a sports debate. You wrote on the back of baseball cards. You guys used to have your whole thing about, we're the right, I mean, they advertise this. We're the right place to go for sports while they're doing stuff like the drunken recap. Okay, that's right. Oh, so, and then, you know what? We're not into it. Yet, you attack the dumbest people. Oh, we're not into sports, but here I go. I'm after Shaughnessy. I'm calling him Shake. Come on now. I'm calling him Shake. I'm the first person ever to go after Dan Shaughnessy. And by the way, I'm retiring, but I'm going to be in the next day. By the way, you know what? So-and-so's banned, and we've grabbed, and you know what? You're so not into it. You have all these failed writers on your show coming in and out, creating this manufactured drama. Congratulations with your World Wrestling Federation. Hokey-ass crap. Hey, I'm going to come over. The worst bit, and it was so embarrassing, my sphincter tightened, when you came over here to protest Felger in a bit that went absolutely nowhere. It was essentially you walking over here with a telephone and standing in front of the building. And what happened? What'd you think, a mass of people were going to show up? You fake-ass, hokey, corny show. That's all it is. Unbelievable.
And the way they cried when, this is the best. So they cried and bitched because the numbers didn't look their way. So they made their program director call the papers and say, make them add Providence. Make them add Providence.
Yeah.
So you keep saying that you're bragging about being number one. We're number one without having to add a second radio station to our ratings.
And by the way.
All right.
Yeah.
So go cry to your program director and have them call the papers and say, they're beating us. So add our station. Add a second station.
And by the way, keep pretending to be someone that you're not. Just keep it up. You're the guy, you're a tough talker that tells it like it is. And when you go after a guy from Indianapolis, but you know what? Oh, Joe Sullivan from the Globe. Joe Sullivan, the sports editor from the Globe. I'm going after him. That's the most nerdy thing in the world. So you don't talk about sports, but you're concerned what the sports editor of the Globe is saying? I mean, how long do you think that you can tread water with this stupid fake ass crap? I'm interested in that. Talking about us all the time. Meanwhile, you're sitting there drowning in a sea of garbage that you've created yourself. And it's a shame because you're copying the Stern playbook from 1984. Oh, I'm getting to complain about the amount of money I make. Go. Just go and say, put in Howard Stern's last day into YouTube. And it's almost, he wrote it down and transcribed it. I mean, do it. Do it today. Go to YouTube, Howard Stern's last day on WNBC. Listen to it. And this is from like 1984. Listen to it. Transcribe it and then see how many times he's pulled that on his show. And it's a shame on all of you who buy into that you grew up with Stern. And there's one thing about being influenced by Stern. And there's another thing about it. I'm going to completely copy this one thing, which is called being a hack. In the world of comedy, it's called being a hack. In the world of radio, it's being called a hack. And you keep trying on different hats until you find your personality. I'm going to start off as a guy who's challenging people to sports debates. Then I'm going to turn into the guy that's standing up for the city with all the Deflategate talk. Now I'm going to be the guy who's, making it happen and being the tough talker. Keep trying on personalities. You're like a 13-year-old girl going through a different, what am I going to be today? Today I'm going to be a hippie. Now I'm going to dye my hair purple. You're a teenage girl. That's what you are. Keep trying on new personalities. Keep it up. And then, by the way, keep being on my balls. Constantly, you've been on my balls. You've been on my balls since before you were on the radio. You're obsessed with me. You talk about me constantly. You have someone listening to the show at all times, pulling audio of me. You are on my balls. You know what? The whole concept of being a sports show that's not really a sports show, we invented it, dumbass. We invented the thing. So you're not only copying Stern, you're copying us. You unoriginal bastard. How long do you think you can trot in that Lemmings come in there and you can make up some garbage about how, hey, this, I don't even know what you do. I haven't heard the show in years since you got off Nesson. I have no way of hearing it. But, it all gets back to me. Oh, Kirk's, the minute you say you're going to retire in some, and by the way, now I'm mad at Ordway. That was a big thing. Oh, now I'm mad at Ordway. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. All right. So what are you going to do about it? Real mad at him. Pick, at what point? And by the way, and I don't like Rich Keefe. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm friends with Keefe. I know the BS they spew. It's all crap. You're a fraud. You're full of crap. You're on my balls. You have someone listen to the show. You're obsessed with us. And that's the way it is. You're a hokey wrestling-ass crap. Why don't you put forth some sort of effort and create something original? One original thing. Mr. I don't care about sports, but yet I'm obsessed with the sports editor of the Boston Globe. Mr. I don't care about sports, but I'm going to point out what a fraud Jimbo Jones from Kentucky is. That's right. You don't care. You don't care because you're in such an insular, just garbage nerd fest that is the Boston media. The Boston sports media. That's what you are. You're worse. They're sitting there. They're talking about the Bruins. They're talking about the Bruins. You know what I should be doing? Is talking about someone knows no one's ever heard of. You know why? Because the whole time you were growing up, you're older than me, the whole time through your 20s and 30s and 40s, you were resentful that people were making it in a business that you were dying to be in. And then what you did is you were so desperate when at your late age, when you finally got a shot, you said to yourself, and then it wasn't working. And you were saying, why isn't it working? Why isn't it working? I've always wanted to do this. I can't figure out why it's working. So over the course of years, you fleshed out a fake-ass personality on the air. And you've tried everything. At first, we're going to be the sports station. We're going to talk about sports. And I'm going to debate Fred in sports. And Fred. And bomb on balls. Fred. And that's what you did. And then you decided, what are we going to do now? Well, now we're going to carry the banner for Boston. And we're going to say Deflategate. We're going to read articles and go, hey, you don't like it. That's the nerdiest thing in the world. So now you're upset about some columnist in Indianapolis, but you guys are the cool guys. That's really cool. And then you're like, oh, hey, they got the guys from the Globe on. We don't like the Globe. Why? You effing nerd? Why? What is it? You know, we're so anarchistic. We're so punk rock that we don't like the Boston Globe. And then, you know what? I devil may care. I'll take my shots. Hey, Shaughnessy. I'm going to be the millionth person to make fun of you. A guy whose nickname is Curly Headed Bitch or whatever the hell it was.
Boyfriend.
Now someone sent me this that you said that you made him cry. You are so full of crap and you're so dumb you don't even know how to lie. Like you could say, like, I confronted Shaughnessy and he was like nervous. But no, you have to say that he was going to cry. You fraudulent bastard. How long do you think you can do this, you nerd? Trying on personalities. I know people that you went to high school with. You're blowing like the wind. You're a 13-year-old girl trying on different personalities. Why don't you dare dye your bald-ass head bald? Get a hair transplant like me. And show some sign of self-respect and get yourself a hair transplant.
That's how to solve the problem.
And by the way, Chris Curtis, when he would sit in and produce, was a lovely gentleman. He's as full of crap as any of them. The only one who's sincere there is Callahan because he's Attila the Hun. Callahan's not faking anything. Callahan's just along for the ride. Callahan doesn't even bother me. The best thing Callahan comes up is he calls me Frederito or something like that. But keep being your 13-year-old girl. Such cool guys. Ripping up the Boston sports media. Telling it like it is. Yelling on the air. Being on my balls. How many years has it been now? Oh my God, are you on my balls? Ugh. It just eats you apart that our show is successful. It kills you because you sat there for so long stewing on it. How can these guys from wherever the hell they're from come in here? They're rock DJs. How can they come in here? And you know, where are we? Number one. And then, oh, and it just, and it drove you crazy. And you did weekends and, you know, you didn't have to make any money. So you had the, you had a parachute. So you didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to make any money. You could sit around and make minimum wage for 20 years. Some of us had to work and make a living. Some of us couldn't buy our time for 20 years before we got on the radio and had any kind of success. And then, by the way, ask your new bosses about us and their feelings about us. That would be not a fun conversation for you. That would not be a good conversation. And now I'm done because it's enough. Keep taping my show, or my show. Keep taping our, just because they only make fun of me. Keep taping our show. Keep riding my balls, because that's what you've been doing for years and years and years. Keep trying on new personalities, and when this ultimately burns out and everyone goes, all right, I get it. Like, you can't be in this many fights. The next time, the third time you're going to retire, all these things, when it becomes obvious that you're completely fraudulent, then you have to go and find a new personality. Maybe you'll become like a kid scientist. Or maybe you'll have a mystery program where you go around and solve crimes on Wikipedia. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm sure it will be really fun and cool. So cool. Going after calmness. You're like such the anti-sports show. The way that you obsess on sports writers. But then again, you went off on Shaughnessy. And like Peter Abraham. You know what really grinds my gears is the beat writer for the Red Sox. That's what really bothers me. Because I'm like Fonzie and he's like Potsy. He's not as cool as me. Jackasses. Ugh. That's all I got to say about that. I'm sure they'll play it back. Don't worry about that. If you want to hear this again, just tune into them and they'll play it. That's all you got to do. And then they'll dissect it. And then they'll try on a personality. I guarantee you, they'll play it and then they'll dissect it. He won't. He's in the. He don't know if he's going to yell about it or if he's going to be like Captain Cool Guy, you know, like going like, I don't know. We're in their heads. You're in our heads. I haven't mentioned your ass on the radio in years. You're the ones taping our show and playing bits and using our bits, sound bites and stuff. That's, yeah, you're in my head. That's right. All I do is think about you. When you've been on my nuts since you've been, before you went radio. Look at, there's a column Minahan did that was sent to me years ago. I had no idea who he was. Where he goes, Tutcher and Rich sound like two Stern wannabes that got hit in the head with a shovel. You can look it up on the internet. And now he is completely ripping off Stern, not only from his glory days, but from WNBC. He's been on our balls, especially mine, because for some reason he's infatuated with me, since before he was on the radio. I'm his idol, in a way. I'm doing everything that he wanted to do. And you know what? I act like myself. I don't have to create fake drama. I don't have to do anything. Rich is an exceptionally creative person who has innovative stuff that he does, and I am sincere. But you know what? Stay on my nuts.
You know, you need sometimes a guy with a little bit of attitude.
Tutcher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
One radio station. 98.5. Sports Hub.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 7:30. Just a matter of moments, and you can get tickets to the AFC Championship game. One last thing on Kirk Minahan. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, so about 10, 15 years ago, I called you guys up. I was telling you guys up about this tattoo that I lost in a bet. So Kurt, one time I met him, and he's sitting there. He goes, "What's that tattoo?" I said, "Oh, I lost a bet with Opie and Anthony." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, I know those guys. Yeah." And I'm like, "You do?" I'm like, "I can give him a call. I can actually give John Osland a call, too, if you want." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, give him a call, tell me." And so as I call him, I mean, I'm just fake calling. He's backing away. He's like, "Oh, no. I'll talk to him in a second. Tell him it's Kurt." And I'm like, "Yes, he doesn't know you, dude. He does not know you."
Right. That's it. Because the flavor of the day was he was going to be copying Opie and Anthony instead of Stern. That's exactly what he's going to do. Thank you. Yeah. Big friends with Opie and Anthony. Even though We are. But
yeah, I mean, I would say that
we are. You but know, you know, what are you
gonna do? If you've listened to the show for more than 10 minutes, you know that we obviously have a good relationship.
We're close. Well, now they're all
Jim
scattered,
Norton,
but we're,
yeah,
we're very good.
The place, yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Jim Norton name checks us all the time. Very good relationship with those guys. All right,
they helped us out when we first got here.
They did. Mm-hmm. We would do shows with them. All right, Rich, Jeremy Roenick.
Yeah. Okay. So the NHL, we all know, when it comes to any sort of presentation they do outside of the hockey itself, is so low rent. The NHL Awards obviously is one of the all time worst. Like the biggest name that they usually end up getting is Tom Hanks's son,
or
Colin Hanks,
yeah, or Cuba Gooding Jr.
Well, Cuba Gooding Jr. got just drunk that one time and started yelling, which was phenomenal. And for some reason, they decided that they needed to take him off stage. Just let him finish. The hosts are sometimes people you've never heard of before. And the musical acts, I remember 2 years ago, they were bragging about having Modest Yahoo.
The big surprise was he was still alive.
Right. And every once in a while, you get something like this, you know.
Here to sing Long Live Rock and Roll, Daughtry!
Maybe you get a guy who has finished fifth on American Idol 17 years ago. But the NHL actually landed a fairly big name for its All-Star game, and that being Kid Rock. So Kid Rock, we all agree, you know, as much as we roll our eyes and think it's kind of cheesy, that's a guy who plays places the size of the Xfinity Center, of the TD Garden. I mean, he's obviously big. I guess he's a hockey fan, a big Red Wings fan, I'm assuming. But they got a lot of backlash. There were a ton of people who were tweeting saying, you can't have Kid Rock. Kid Rock, you know, stands
he's too
for
big for our niche sport.
Right. How dare we get somebody's actual big name?
Yeah,
right.
We finally got a pretty girl. And now you got to tell me that, you know, she's been arrested for shoplifting?
Oh, yeah. So apparently, Jeremy Roenick is a huge Kid Rock fan. And
you would never know.
And the NHL Network had to do a little damage control in order to spin it to where Kid Rock actually is A-okay. So what they did was they had, this might have been NBC Sports Boston, but they had Catherine Tappan and Jeremy Roenick bring Kid Rock onto the show via satellite. Tell me if you want to talk about being on someone's nuts. Tell me if Jeremy Roenick doesn't like him a little Kid Rock here.
Kid Rock will be the featured performer during the 2018 Honda All-Star Game, and we are joined now by the five-time Grammy nominee who is in Detroit to take in the game with his beloved Detroit Red Wings and the Dallas Stars. And Kid, congratulations.
Can't get a better guy than Kid Rock,
man. How cool is this for you, being a lifelong hockey fan?
Oh, it's going to be a blast. Being a big hockey fan, being from Detroit, you know, being born and raised on hockey here in Hockey Town, it's going to be awesome to come down there, a little sunshine in Florida, and wreak a little havoc on the NHL after the second period.
Hey, Bob, it's JR. You and I have been friends for a long time, and when I talk with people about you,
I just like always introduce himself as if, yeah, you know, Kid Rock was unaware that the introduction had just happened.
I'm going to introduce myself even though I say we're best friends. Okay. It's kind of like O&A, and, you know.
Yeah, that's right. All right, here we go.
Hey, Bob, it's JR. You and I have been friends for a long time, and when I talk with people about you, I say that Kid Rock is the most talented musician, I think, ever on the planet, because you can put
hubris.
I would say
the most talented musician of all time.
Ever on the planet.
Ever on the in the history of the world. Ba with the ba is just an exercise in brilliance. Is an exercise in brilliance. When he took Werewolves of London and made about being on a lake in northern Michigan.
Right. A song already written.
Yes.
Like Sad But True by Metallica, and just put new words to it.
Right.
American Badass.
That's right.
Kid Rock is the most talented musician, I think, ever on the planet, because you can put any instrument in your hand or on your mouth, and you can play anything and rock a house and sing any kind of genre.
He would know about anything on his mouth. He can play anything. Yes, he's a big tuba player. He can play anything and rock the house. I've seen Kid Rock several times for my job, and
I actually like him live.
He's fine.
Yeah, but it's like a Kiss
He's
concert.
He's not Prince. He doesn't like rock around playing all the instruments.
Right. I don't see him shredding the way Prince did.
No.
But
where does that come from? And how much you practiced using all these different instruments? Because you're unreal.
Yeah, jack of all trades, master of none. I think is how they say it.
So what do you have planned for this? Anything fun that we can't
The whole time, you're like you see Rona kind of like punch in the air, like, yeah.
But, you know,
we got the rock.
But Kid Rock doesn't want to answer it because he'll know that none of that is true. I cannot play every instrument.
See, no, that's a. I don't know who you're thinking of, but it ain't me.
Yeah, that's not.
Now I can launch a Japanese-made grill in the air shoot it with a machine gun because it wasn't made here in America.
If you want to talk about a master of promotion,
right?
I can sell anything to anyone. All right. By the way, caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group. Contest line 617.
Go get him, Bird. Go get him. Get to the phones.
You just scared the crap out of him.
931-0985 will score a pair of tickets to witness history as the Patriots play the Jaguars in this Sunday's championship game.
So what do you have planned for this performance? Anything fun that we can anticipate?
You know, it's great. The NHL's really working with me on this. And, you know, I haven't done TV in quite some time. It's no pun intended, but it's been kind of a turnoff with all the politics that go into it and what you can and can't do and blah, blah, blah. There's so many things that they're really going to let me entertain with my music.
Well, there's no question you're going to kill it, but I want to go into some of your hockey knowledge. You're very, very good friends with my boy Chris Chelios. We see you guys together a lot. What is it about Chelly that draws you to have that friendship with him? And who are some of your favorites and least favorite players throughout the years?
And what makes you so great?
He's a knucklehead. Just
Why are you so awesome?
What is it about Chelly that he gets to hang out with you so much? Tell me.
I'll do it. I'm Jelly at Chelly.
He's a knucklehead just like me.
Very true.
You know, just there's so many guys in hockey. I mean, I don't even know where to start or where to end, you know, I could go on and on with players like yourself. I mean, there's been so many people I've been friends with throughout the years in this sport and many others.
Well, you said you were friends with him, but I got to ask, did you hate him when he played for the Hawks? He was scoring all those goals against Detroit, your team?
Yeah, he wasn't our favorite back then. Evan, who was it? Reed Simpson?
Yeah, Reed. Big Reed, that's right.
Yeah, knucklehead Reed, he's an old buddy, too.
If you have a chance to walk around the locker rooms and you want to meet someone down there in Tampa that you maybe haven't met that's going to be there, is there any of the guys in the game right now that you'd like to just say, hey, what's up, man? I love the way you play.
Now that I'm in that locker room, you know, I'm kind of like a father figure, I think. As you go at this day and age, you know, when you're getting old, when you see these kids and you're in the locker room talking to them and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, my mom loves you.
That's fantastic. I get that, too.
Jeez, Roni. Easy tiger.
He's a man of many emotions.
Easy tiger.
He's crying on TV.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Fantastic. I get that, too, unfortunately. Well, I'm excited to see you.
We're both excited. Really, we're pumped next weekend.
Looking forward to hearing what you have in store. Some oldies, some new stuff. But, boy, there's no question that you're going to be one of the highlights of the All-Star game. I'm so excited to see you. I'll be on the bench watching and cheering, bud.
Thanks so much, guys.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And when he was asked about the controversial political background of Kid Rock in an interview, Jeremy Roenick said, it drives me crazy. All these people have their panties so hung up they can't even think straight. Yeah,
baby. Oh. All right, so Matt Light is going to join us. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Foundation is raffling off a chance for 6 lucky fans to sit VIP style for the Patriots versus Jacksonville Jaguars for the AFC Championship game at Gillette Stadium on January 21st, this Sunday. Raffle tickets are $1 each and available at playoffraffle.org. Matt Light, of course, the head of the Light Foundation, 3-time Super Bowl champion, joins us. Matt Light, hello, sir.
Top of the morning, fellas. Well, I like the music, by the way. I was getting a little fired up with that background music.
Oh, it's all about that, man. Just right there. It's going to get you jazzed up. Might be early in the morning, but we're rocking. We are rocking.
This is locker room stuff, right? You listen to this before you hit the field?
No.
You know, by the way, that doesn't get talked about enough, like what certain guys do in a locker room. And over the years, if you spent, you know, any quality time in a football locker room, it's amazing what you see and how certain guys get themselves ready. You know, I remember in college, it was the first time I saw somebody do something like drastically stupid, where they tried to put their head through a locker and it ended up in stitches and blood everywhere. And you're just like, huh.
That was Breeze, right? Breeze did that?
Yeah, you know, actually, it wasn't Drew. He wasn't one of those guys. I, by the way, was on the flip side. I literally fell asleep before almost every game, even the Super Bowl.
How is that possible?
You know, I don't know. I think it was just the way that I kind of kept myself focused slash like not really overhyping the situation. You know, you go out, you do your warm ups, you get a good lather going, and then you come in and there's this period of time where if you really sit and think about all the things that, you know, the guy across from you could do to beat you, or if you're, you know, really worried about the game and your nerves are going, it just keeps building on itself and gets to this crazy place. And I learned a long time ago, just, you know, put your head down, relax, don't think of anything. And that typically means I fall asleep. So,
you know, that's like
approaches it differently.
You know, that's like an amazing thing to be able to do, just to be able to go like, all right, well, I don't want to be nervous anymore, so I'm just going to take a nap. You know, one else can do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I can remember maybe one or two other guys that were kind of in that same mold that, you know, kind of approach it the way that I did. But, yeah, typically the guys were, like, you know, blaring something ridiculous in their Beats, you know, headphones that, you know, you could hear from a mile away, or, you know, kicking something or throwing something or giving out some weird, like in the middle of nowhere, scare the hell out of you. You know, it was fun to watch those rituals.
You had a Zen approach, which served you well. All right, so when you look at this Jacksonville team and you look at that defensive line, is that something that would have been required you to get into a different kind of headspace?
It would definitely grab my attention. You know, I mean, they're going to watch a lot of film on these guys in that offensive line room. And as an offense, they're going to, you know, really key in on the fact that four guys, you know, without needing a whole lot of, you know, schemed up blitzes or, you know, overload blitzing you or trying to confuse you, that those four guys can do it on their own. And, you know, honestly, that to me, that's one of the most dangerous things about an offense. You go back to the Giants. You know, what they were able to do, just rushing four guys, Umanura, Strahan, the guys they had on the interior, they moved in and out, and some of the linebackers that would get in the mix. You know, a team that can do that really well presents legit issues because they can cover you, they can give you different looks and coverage, they can roll things around. And then up front, you know, it's 5-on-4, and the quarterback isn't thinking that one of those guys up front is going to have a breakaway rusher. But when those guys can do it, you know, it just gives him something else that he has to think about. So, yeah, that is a dangerous front four.
Now, when you look at that team, do you think there's any way that they can win on Sunday given their offense and given Blake Bortles? Like, if you're an offensive lineman and Bortles is your quarterback and you see how he opened up and how he played in that Buffalo game, how frustrating is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always frustrating when you're up there, you know, doing everything you can do and the guy, you know, at the helm just isn't making the throws or isn't making the best decisions with the ball. And look, if they came in and they didn't turn the ball over offensively and, you know, they were able to capitalize on some things and their defense, you know, was, you know, maybe got some turnover. I mean, there's ways that they can win for sure. And, you know, look, they didn't put up as many points last week as they did because they couldn't score, right? I mean, they found ways, they got creative. It is the AFC Championship game, and I think the one thing that you really have to key in on these type of games is that this is where, as a coach, if you've been holding anything back, that you let it rip. If you had some of these, you know, trick, you know, schemed up plays that, you know, we're going to give you an edge and you felt like you needed to use them, this is where you sneak them in so everything goes, and that's why this week of preparation is so difficult for both sides, because this game is going to shake out in some weird ways early. And it could get real funky depending on how things go and what they're willing to call or not call. And that's what I think makes these games so much fun.
Matt, Jalen Ramsey, star cornerback for Jacksonville, basically said we're going to win the AFC Championship game and then we're going to win the Super Bowl. And, of course, us in the media take that and go, okay, obviously that's bulletin board material for the Patriots to look for any shred of bulletin board material. But as a veteran, you're sitting in that locker room and you hear a young kid pop off like that. You've heard it all before. Is that even bulletin board material?
I don't know. It's like hitting your nuts with a rubber hammer. Like, who does that?
Okay.
Like, why are we going that route, son? You know, we don't have to do that. It's always crazy to me when people make predictions like that. And it's happened a lot over the years. And we've played teams like that. And I think it's more of a laughable situation. Every guy in every locker room is ridiculously competitive. And, you know, it's probably been that way their whole lives. And they've heard every amount of trash talk or predictions or you name it. I don't think it's going to affect these guys too much. I mean, this week of preparation is grueling. I mean, it's absolutely horrible. You know, they get done preparing for 2 weeks for a team that, you know, came into Foxborough and they dismantled them, but they still got to go through all of that film, break it down, learn from it, and then have the biggest week of preparation that, you know, a lot of these guys who are young have never had to face before. So this is, they want this week to be over with, and I don't know that, you know, the bulletin board material is going to have too much of an impact on this.
So there is a different kind of preparation when you're in the playoffs? It's not just consistent throughout the season?
No, it's, look, the base is still there, right? Like, you know, how you approach things overall, the mentality, you know, the idea of putting in time, and it just gets ramped up. I mean, it on a level that it's just so hard to really understand. You know, your bodies are conditioned at about halfway through the season, and then when you get to the end of the season, you have a little bit of a rush of new energy, but then you got to dial it up to a whole nother degree, and it's amazing the toll that takes and what it does to a team. And that's why it's so hard to even repeat, because that hangover of going deep into the playoffs or the Super Bowl takes a while. But these guys are in it right now. I mean, it's a whole different mode that they're operating under in terms of the intensity, and again, trying to think of every single thing. And that's what Bill does. I mean, at times overthinks, you know, some situations, and you know, the guys are overthinking things to a degree instead of just playing the game and doing the basic things that got us there. But they will be prepared overall.
All right, speaking of preparation, Brady screwed up his hand a little bit. There's no broken bones in it. But he missed practice yesterday, and he might have to miss practice today. How much does that mean to him? Does it have any effect on him? Because everyone knows he doesn't like to miss this kind of stuff. Does that have any effect on him?
Yeah, big baby. Jeez. Golly. You know, it's what's crazy to me is the number of times that, you know, over the everybody gets beat up, and I'm never going to talk about how quarterbacks get beat up, because in the grand scheme of things, as long as they have a halfway decent line, it doesn't really matter, you know, because it's not on par with what everybody else faces. So I'm not going overboard on Tom Brady, but I will say this: in 11 years, and the guy's been doing this for, I don't know, 18, he is one tough son of a gun. I mean, I've seen things and him battle through things and work, you know, injuries out that, you know, most guys just wouldn't be able to go out and compete, and not at a high level. So I think this hand thing is, it may just be motivation for him, which I don't think any team wants to hear, but, you know, I'm sure he'll be fine, and he finds ways to get healthy, you know, overnight. I mean, he's done it for a long time.
All right, Matt, we've had you on the last 2 weeks. That's twice you'd mentioned how tough Tom Brady is. What is the worst thing you've seen him have and play through?
Oh, man.
That we might not know about. Remember.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a finger injury 1 year that was pretty grueling. I mean, it just looked nasty. And, you know, you think about, like, the thing that I go back to, I just hurt my hand this week messing around, tearing down an old barn. And the fingers, like, the worst thing in my book is the feet and the fingers when it comes to the game of football. You can patch up other areas. You can pad them up. You can do things to kind of lessen the blow. But when you have hand injuries, because you're always using your hands and you're always battling, it's amazing how brutal those can be. He's had, you know, some of those hand injuries. He's had, you know, groin injury 1 year that I remember him fighting through, and just, you know, those are extremely painful and hard to deal with and hard to get right during the year. So, you know, he's had them all. I mean, but, you know, like every other player, and you know, you just keep battling through them, but the hands are the worst.
All right, Matt Light, all right, so you have the Light Foundation. You're raffling off a chance for 6 lucky fans to sit VIP style for the Patriots game on Sunday. You can get raffle tickets for $1 each at playoffraffle.org. What do the people get? Explain to me what I get if I win this thing.
Yes, if you win this thing, it's going to be weird when I call you on Friday afternoon. But, yeah, we've got another day and a half or so. You know, these raffles, we've raised over $600,000 with these just throughout the playoffs over the last, you know, handful of years. It's amazing what it does. This package includes three winners. Each winner gets 2 tickets to the club level. The grand prize winner is going to get the stay at the Renaissance Hotel, dinner at the Scorpion Bar. Troy Brown will join us, you know, longtime Patriot legend and a good friend. And then Dunkin' Donuts for a year, which is incredible. They jumped in on this one, as well as a nice grill from Eastern Propane. So it's a phenomenal package. Everybody gets to go to the game. I'll be making those phone calls on Friday and if it's anything like last week's winner, they'll probably hang up on me five times thinking it's their buddy pranking them. But I'll be persistent. I will make sure whoever we pull in these, you know, three prizes will get a call.
All right, Matt Light, we always appreciate it, man. Good luck with the raffle.
Yeah, here's the Foxborough AFC Championship, man. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. We, at 8 o'clock, will have our some of the submissions for Worst and Brady contest, people whose lifestyle is almost polar opposite of Tom Brady's. Here, we will be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's going to be a Jags day, and Bortles going to be hot today. And A team can't be stopped today, and offense going to score a lot today. Hey, it's going to be a Jags day, and all our fans look fly today. Other teams' fans going to cry today. It's one more victory on the way. Hey,
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, take a deep breath. Jags in the playoffs, Super Bowl's next. Division.
By the way, this is
something to see.
This is from this year. This just came out.
Fans have been great.
This is not from 1984. When people were just discovering hip hop music and were trying to make it happen.
Remember the jaguaring thing?
Yeah.
They went to the radio station, the Big Ape Morning Mess or whatever?
Yes, the Big Ape Morning Mess.
There's this video that they're trying to go viral with the guy from the Big Ape Morning Mess, like, teaching the world about the Jaguars. You don't quite know how awesome they are, and it's just, it's horrendous. Jaguars, Jacksonville as a market is so low rent.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal the type of product we're getting out of it.
I looked it up. It's number 50, by the way. You guys were asking.
Okay. They don't really,
yeah. Right behind Hartford, Connecticut.
Really?
Yes.
And they have a football team?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, Green Bay has a football team. The size
of
the city doesn't
matter. Green Bay's been around since...
That's true.
You know,
since 1930, that's true.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Jacksonville is media market number 50.
Wow. All right. Patrice Bergeron in this show presents you Pucks and Paddles. It's the first annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Boston Bruins Foundation and the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center. Thursday, February 15th at the Royale in Boston is where this is going on. And you can bid to play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins player. Us, we have no bids. No one has bid on us.
When did this go up? When did the bids go up?
I don't know. They're up.
Okay, I know they're up now, but I mean, did they go up yesterday?
No, they've been up for about a week.
Okay,
I mean, right after.
We do.
Yeah, we didn't know
okay,
that. Yeah.
Well, we know now. Okay. Yes. So now you can bid.
Yeah, at 98.5thesportshub.com/pucks.
Backus was the leader, the early leader, okay. 750.
Right. Backus? That's impressive.
Yeah, Bergeron got an early bid, but Backus had the early lead.
Right, VIP tickets are $200 and give access to the autograph session with the team, which is cool. You go around and you get FaceTime with the guys. You can talk to them. They'll sign what you got. General admission tickets are $50, and this will be a fun spectator situation. I would imagine that they're not everyone's on a stage far removed from the crowd that you'll be able to get pretty close. So go to 98.5. They've made a link that you can go to now.
Okay, good.
98.5. I had a conversation with some people yesterday. 98.5thesportshub.com/pucks. 98.5 the Sports Hub/puck.